在。
It was only 10 days ago I was in Beijing, China.
十天前我还在北京。
And I went over there because one of our missionaries from Hawthorne Gospel Church.
我去那边是因为我 Hawthorne 的一个教会一个宣教士在那里。
He works over there in the area of Christian, legal Christian book publishing.
他到那边是因为是有一个关于基督徒法律上的一个出版社。
And so I went over to visit him to see the ministry of how he is getting books published, Christian books published legally in the country of China.
所以我去那边是看看他如何能够让这些关于基督教的书能够合法的来运行出来。
And I was amazed to walk through the Christian bookstore there.
我很稀奇，我在那边看到在基督徒的书店里头。
And to see a lot of the Christian books that we have here now translated in the language of Chinese.
许多基督教关于基督教的书籍在这里已经翻译从到中文在那地方。
And so it was very encouraging for me to be there.
所以对我来说真是一件很鼓舞的事情。
Now for myself, my parents were missionaries.
我自己，我的父母也是宣教士。
So I was born in Africa, and I grew up in Africa, and I went to school in Africa.
所以我是在非洲生长长大，在那边受教育的。
And I ended up teaching for 25 years in the country of Tanzania.
我在 Tanzania 教了25年的书。
And so I've been back in America now for about 7 years working at Hawthorne Gospel Church.
我现在回到美国有七年，我在 Hawthorne 教会服事。
And since I have a heart for missions,
因为我的心是在宣教上。
It is no surprise this morning that I'm going to talk about with you about sharing your faith.
所以今天早上我要与大家分享关于你所相信的。
You know, when you look at the culture that we live here in America,
我们如果看看我们今天在美国的文化，
when you compare our culture today with even a generation ago,
如果我们把我们现在的文化与我们上一代的文化比较一下，
you find that a lot of changes have taken place in our culture.
你发现有许多的事情都改变了。
A lot of those things that used to hold us together as Americans no longer do so.
在过去有许多事情能够把我们能够互相的联合在一起的，现在都不再有了。
We used to depend on the institutions of family and of work and of church to be the glue that held our society and our culture together.
过去我们借着我们的工作，我们的家庭，让我们能够合在一块。
But work and family and church no longer do so.
可是现在工作、家庭，甚至是教会都没有办法把我们能够联合在一起。
For example, the studies have shown that 44% of young people today under the age of 32 are not fully employed.
有说过是40%是32岁以下的人现在没有全职的工作。
And then you tack on top of that 26% of young people today.
如果你再看看有26%年轻的人。
Are getting married between the ages of 18 and 32, only 26%.
只有26% 的人是18岁到23岁结婚的。
This is compared with 48% for our parents.
在我们父母那代是48%的人。
And 65% for our grandparents.
在我们祖父母那一代是 68%. 是68%的人有组织家庭。
And you find the decline of work goes hand in hand with the decline in marriage.
所以你发现工作机会的减少与结婚几率是有互相关系的。
And so the lack in our culture today, the lack of full-time employment for young people is causing them to put off marriage or they are just living together.
所以发现说是如果现在很多因为没有全职的工作，所以他们就把婚姻就往后延，甚至与他们同居。
And then researchers have also found that 1/3 of young people today under the age of 32 have no religious affiliation.
我们也发现到有三分之一的人，年轻的人现在对没有宗教的信仰。
They have little interest in the church.
他们其实对教会没有什么兴趣。
So all those things that used to hold us together, work, family, and church, no longer are functioning for our younger generation.
所以在过去 借着工作，借着家庭，借着教会，让我们能够结合在一起的时候，现在已经失去了那个功效。
The glue is coming apart.
那个粘结性已经失去了它的功效。
Other studies have found that 85 million Americans have no intention of stepping foot in a church.
也有发现到850万的人没有意愿要走进教会。
They're not interested in religion.
他们就是对宗教没有兴趣。
A lot of these people live in our secular northeastern communities around us here.
其实这些很多这些人是现在住在北美，就是在非宗教，我们这个非宗教区。
They are our neighbors.
他就是我们的邻舍。
They're the parents that we go to school with.
他是我们 那些我们到学校所遇见的家长们，
they're the people that we meet in stores.
他们也是我们在商店里头遇到的人。
A lot of people think that if we can only improve the experience at church, that people will come to church.
有人觉得说，如果我们能够让他们有不同的经验到教会的话，或许我们可以吸引他们来。
And so we try to have new and more contemporary music.
所以我们就可能说我们的音乐能够更现代化。
And we try to have more relevant sermons.
我们可能会有更对他们生活上有相关的信息。
And we try to have multimedia.
我们有借着媒体的声光效果。
A lot of times we think that this will attract them into church.
许多时候我们觉得这个样可以吸引他们来。
But that has not proven to be the case.
可是这却没有证明那就是这样子的。
Because people have lost interest in church.
因为人对教会就是没有兴趣。
So here's the big question that we need to answer.
所以现在有一个很大的问题，我们需要找到答案。
If a lot of the people that live around us in our communities,
如果这些人，这么多的人在我们的社区中，
have no interest in coming to church,
对，来教会一点兴趣都没有。
A place where they can hear the gospel,
这个在教会中是他们可以听到福音的地方。
How are they going to be reached with the gospel?
那如果他们不愿意来，那这个福音该如何传给他们？
How do we get the gospel to people who have no interest in coming to church?
我们怎么能够把福音带给这些不愿意来教会的人？
How are they going to hear?
他们到底要怎么样的能够听到呢？
Well, Jesus was a very good teacher.
主耶稣真是一个很好的老师。
And in Matthew chapter 5, he gives us an answer on how we can get the gospel to these people.
在马太福音第五章的时候，主耶稣告诉我们如何我们把这个福音传出去。
Our text this morning is Matthew chapter 5, verses 13 through 16. Gloria will read that for us.
我们今天早上念的是马太福音第五章13节到16节，我只念中文。 马太福音第五章13到16，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎么能叫它咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面，被人践踏了。你们是世上的光，就盛照在山上，是不能隐藏的。人点灯，不放在斗底下，是放在灯台上，就照亮一家的人。你们的光也当这样照在人前。
叫他们看见你们的好行为，便将荣耀归给你们天上的父。Okay, these verses tell us that we are salt and light in the world.
这几节经文告诉我们，我们是世上的盐和光。
That's the reason that we have been placed here as Christians, is to be salt and light in the world.
这也是我们成为基督徒放在这个地方，因为我们要做盐做光。
But what does it mean to be salt and light?
到底做盐做光是什么意思呢？
What does it look like if we are salt and light?
到底我们如果做像盐像光一样是什么样子呢？
Well, the primary use of salt in the time of Jesus was as a preservative.
在主耶稣的时代，盐最主要的作用是来保存食物。
They had no ice, they had no refrigeration.
他们那个时候没有冰箱，没有冰。
And so they use salt to preserve the food to keep it from going bad.
所以他们用盐来保存那个食物。
And so, in essence, what Jesus is telling us here.
所以在主耶稣就是靠着借着这样来告诉我们。
Is that we as a church we are to be the preservative for the world?
我们像我们的教会，我们教会应该是对这个世界来保存这个世界。
As salt and light, we are here to prevent decay.
我们做盐做光，就是让不要让这个世界越来越败坏。
We're here to prevent things from going rotten, from going bad.
我们来保存，不让事情越来越朽坏。
That's the way that light was also used in the time of Jesus.
所以像光一样，在主耶稣的时候，光也是如此。
We are the light of the world.
我们是世上的光。
We are here to show the way, to make the way clear.
我们告诉人该如何行，来指点他们。
We are here to push back the darkness.
我们来把黑暗推出去。
And so Jesus is saying, when we properly act as salt and light.
所以主耶稣说，如果我们行得合宜，像盐像光。
When we do that, then Jesus is praised.
我们如果是如此行的话，主耶稣得荣耀。
We bring honor and glory to Jesus when we act as a preservative, when we act as salt and light.
我们如果能够做盐做光的话，主耶稣被尊崇。
When we help keep the world from going bad, Jesus is glorified in that process.
如果
When Jesus is glorified in the process when we
如果我们能够做盐做光的话，在那过程中，主耶稣也同样的被尊崇。
When we make a difference in the world,
当我们对这个世界上有影响，
and we influence the world towards godliness,
我们如果能够改变这个世界朝向神，
then Jesus is magnified.
主耶稣能够被彰显。
You know, when you look at society today,
我们看看现今的社会。
We shouldn't be surprised that things are going bad.
我们实在不能够很讶异事情越来越糟糕。
We shouldn't throw up our hands and say, "Oh, wow, how bad is society today?"
我们不应该就只是甩甩手说，这世界上越来越糟糕了。
When we look at the world and we see what's happening in the world,
当我们看看这世界的局势。
We shouldn't throw up our hands in surprise at what's happening in the world.
我们也不应该说就很讶异到底为什么世界变成如此。
You should expect the world without salt and light to go bad.
你应该能够想到，当这个世界上没有盐和光的时候，一定会被朽坏。
The world without Christ is going to sin.
这个世界如果没有基督的话，一定会成为罪恶的地方。
That's what sinners do. They sin.
因为我们都是罪人，这就是我们的本性。
And some just do it better than others.
只是有的罪人好一点，有的罪人差一点。
But there's no use in blaming the world for going bad.
可是我们不应该来抱怨这个世界怎么就变坏了呢？
That's what a world will do without salt and light.
因为这个世界如果没有盐和光，就是会变坏。
Several summers ago,
几个暑假前,
my son left his pickup in my driveway.
我儿子把他的车子留在我的停车位。
And he went away on a trip.
他出去旅行了。
And he told me, he said, "Dad, every so often start up the engine, you know, keep it going."
所以我儿子跟我说，爸爸，你一些时候你要把那个引擎打开来。
And so after a week or so, I went in and opened up the pickup.
所以我几个星期以后，我去开那个开引擎，开那个车子的引擎。
And I was hit with this terrible smell that came from his truck.
从他的车里头就有一个很难闻的味道出来。
And I thought, what has died in here?
到底是什么东西死在里头了？
And so I looked around and I found under his seat a carton of milk.
我发现有一盒牛奶在他的椅子下面。
He had gone shopping for his mother, and he forgot the carton of milk that slipped under the seat.
他那个时候去帮他妈买菜，所以他忘了那个牛奶放在那个掉在那个椅子下面。
It was all swollen and ready to explode.
那个盒子根本都已经膨胀，好像都快爆掉了。
And it smelled terrible.
实在很难闻。
It took me 2 weeks to get the smell out of the truck.
大概花了我两个星期把那个味道弄掉。
Now when that happened though,
当那个事情发生的时候
I didn't call over my wife and say, oh wow, Rebecca, look at the carton of milk, it's gone bad.
我没有说打电话给我太太说，哎，老婆，你看看这个牛奶坏了。
I didn't say, hey, let's call over the neighbors. Look, the carton of milk has gone bad.
我也没有打电话告诉我的邻居说，哎，我们来看看这牛奶坏了。
No, milk without keeping it cold will go bad. That's the natural process.
因为自然反应就是牛奶没有放在冷的地方就是会变坏。
In the same way, the natural process of the world is to go bad without the preservative, without the salt and light.
相同的，如果世界没有盐和光来保存它的话，一样会变坏。
And so sometimes I think that we ask the wrong question.
所以有的时候我在想，我们问错问题了。
The question isn't to throw up our hands and say, why is society going bad?
问题不是我们不应该问为什么这个世界变坏了。
But the question is, where is the salt?
问题应该是盐在哪里？
Where is the light?
光在哪里？
Where is the preservative?
在我们保存的东西在哪里？
Where is the church?
教会在哪里？
I think that is the question that we need to ask.
我觉得这才是我们该问的。
Jesus says in these verses here, you are the salt.
在这些经文里头，主耶稣说你就是那盐。
And he says, you are the light.
你是那光。
The you is in the beginning, it's in the emphatic position.
你就在起初，就是在那个地方。
And so what Jesus is saying is, you are it.
你主耶稣就说你就是那个。
Only we have Christ.
只有我们有基督。
Only we have the solution.
只有我们有那个答案。
Only we have the answer.
只有我们有解决的方法。
Only we have the remedy to the decay that's happening in society.
只有我们能够把这个败坏的世界有良药。
And so here's the question that we need to ask ourselves.
所以我们今天要问我们这个问，问自己这个问题。
Why are we not more like salt and light?
为什么我们不能更像盐像光？
Why aren't we not more engaged in society?
为什么我们不能与这个世界更关心这个世界？
Why are we not making more of an impact in our communities?
为什么我们不能对我们社区有更多的影响？
Why doesn't the church make more of a mark?
为什么我们的教会不能在这个社区中有一个彰显？
Well, Jesus gives us the answers to those questions in verse 13.
主耶稣在十三节给了我们一个答案。
He says, here's the reason why.
他告诉我们，这就是原因。
We lose our saltiness.
我们失了那个盐分。
So how does salt lose its saltiness?
到底盐怎么会失了那个盐味呢？
Salt loses its saltiness by being diluted with other things.
盐失了盐分，因为掺杂了别的东西。
Other things get mixed up in it, so it can't work as salt.
如果盐与其他东西掺杂了，它就不能发挥它的功用。
And I think that is one of the biggest challenges that we have in North Jersey here.
在我们北新泽西，这是我们最大的一个挑战。
Our culture tends to fragment us so that we are not good at being salt and light in our culture.
我们所现今的文化，我们有许多事情让我们分解了我们的时间，所以我们不能成为盐和光。
We're too busy with other things.
我们太忙碌了。
We are preoccupied with families and work.
我们对家庭、对事业占据了我们一切。
And so we're too busy making a living.
所以，而且我们对生活上太忙碌。
We already live big. We already live fulfilled and full lives.
已经在我们的生活上已经付上了我们全部。
Our schedules are so full that we don't have time for being salt and light in the world.
我们的时间表实在太满了，所以我们没有空余的地方 成为盐和光。
There's no time in our lives to be salt and light, even if we wanted to be salt and light.
即使我们愿意成为盐和光，我们没有时间挪出来。
As salt and light, we're too easily fragmented, too easily diffused.
我们因为我们要做盐做光的话，我们要分割我们很多的时间与注意力。
Can this happen to a church?
在教会是不是也会这样呢？
I would say it can.
我说是。
We can become so focused on all of our programs that we are doing at church.
我们在教会常常我们所注视的是我们要做的活动。
That we don't have time to be salt and light in our communities.
我们忘了在这个社区应该成为盐，成为光。
It's easy for a church to become ingrown, to be preoccupied with its own needs.
我们很容易教会陷于自己能够 在里头自己成长。
You know, it's safe for us to be in contact with other salt.
因为在教会里头，我们觉得很有安全感。
It's safe to stay in the salt shaker.
我们如果留在那个盐罐子里头，我们真的觉得很有安全感。
It's not always easy to come into contact with things that are bad, things that are going bad.
因为我们很害怕，我们如果要跟不好的接触的话，我们觉得不太好。
But Jesus says that we are salt of the world, not of the church.
可是主耶稣说，我们是世上的盐，不是教会的盐。
Can this fragmentation happen to an individual?
这同样的情况能不能发生在个人呢？
And I would say yes.
我也说是。
Many of us, if we look at our schedules, we say our schedules are already too full.
我们每如果我们看看我们自己，我们每个人似乎都很忙碌。
A church or a life that is fragmented,
在教会也是如此。
Will always lose its saltiness.
因为如此，所以我们就失了盐味。
And it's such a mess when we try and fit it in somehow. We force it in.
所以我们就想办法能够来改正这些事情。
When I used to come back from Africa,
但我从非洲回来的时候，
it was usually after being in Africa for 3 or 4 years.
通常我到非洲如果三四年以后，
and sometimes things change in those 3 or 4 years in America.
在美国这三四年总是有很多的改变。
And I remember one time coming back.
我记得有一次回来的时候，
and I went to a Subway sandwich shop.
我到那个卖三明治的那个店里头去。
And I was a little nervous because I wasn't quite sure if things changed when you ordered your sandwich.
我不晓得那个时候这个我要订那个三明治的时候是不是有什么东西改变了。
And so I got up to the front and I could feel the people coming behind me.
我就到了前面的时候，我感觉到后面有很多人排队。
And so the lady said, "What kind of bread do you want?"
所以那个女士就问我，你要什么样的面包？
And I looked at all the options there.
我看到这么多的选择。
And I said, just give me some of the white bread.
就是给我一个白面包。
And she took it and she cut it in half.
她拿了然后切了一半。
And she said, what do you want to put on it?
那她就问我，你这上面要抹些什么？
And so I blurted out, give me some of that one up there. And she put down some meat and some cheese on it.
我就说，就这个那个，她就放了一点那个肉跟那个起司。
And then if you've been to Subway, you know it goes on to the next station.
如果你去过这一家外卖店，你就知道你要到挪到下面一个位置去。
And so the lady there says, what do you want on it now?
那个女士就说，那你现在这上面要放些什么东西？
And I was feeling the pressure from the people coming behind me, so I wanted to make a quick decision.
因为我感觉到后面已经在压那个很等不及了，所以我就赶快决定我要什么。
So I just said, give me everything.
就是把所有的都放上去。
And so she started putting the lettuce.
她把那个菜放上去。
And she put the tomatoes.
她把番茄放上去。
And she put the onions.
她把洋葱放上去。
And the olives.And the pickles.
还有黄瓜。
And she filled up my sandwich.
她把那个三明治弄得满满的。
And so she finally said, "Do you want anything else?"
她然后最后问我还要什么吗
？And I said, "Well, I thought you have to have mayonnaise."
我觉得你应该要美乃滋。
The mayonnaise makes it go down easily.
美乃滋可以 让味道好一点。
So I said, put on the mayonnaise.
把美乃滋放上去。
So she took that bottle and she squeezed it on the sandwich.
所以她就拿了美乃滋把它涂抹上去。
And then I watched her as she took that sandwich and she folded it together to wrap it up.
她我就看到她把那个美整个三明治揉。就包起来。
And I looked and I saw as she folded it together.
当我就看着它包起来的时候。
It was so full.
那好满啊。
That all the mayonnaise was pushed out.
因为太满了，所以美乃滋都挤出来了。
And I thought to myself, that's the way we live in New Jersey.
我就突然想起，这就是我们在北美生活的情形。
Our lives are just like a Subway sandwich.
我们的生活就像在这个三明治一样。
They're so full with everything that we do and are concerned about.
我们做了就这么多的事情，我们关心，我们想要做。
That when we try and fit in being salt and light into the sandwich of our lives.
当我们想要把盐和光挤在里头的时候。
There's no room.
就没有地方了。
There's no room left to be in salt and light.
实在没有地方能够再把盐和光放在里头。
So how can we be salt and light in our community today?
所以今天我们在我们的社区里如何能够成为盐？
What creates that saltiness?
到底我们能够如何把那个咸味带出来？
I think that we can find our answer by looking at the first disciples.
我想我们可以从第一是当初起初的使徒来看。
Jesus sent the first disciples out into their communities.
主耶稣把第一批的使徒送出去。
And we can read about them in the book of Acts.
在使徒行传你可以读到他们的事迹。
He sent them out into their communities and to the world.
他把他们送出去，不仅仅是在社区，也送到出到外地去。
And the book of Acts says that after a while, they turned their world upside down.
我们知道，没有不到多时，他们就把这个世界都翻转了。
How could they do that?
他们是怎么做的？
They were just ordinary people.
他们只是很普通的老百姓。
They were fishermen.
他们是渔夫。
They were tax collectors.
他们是税吏。
They were farmers.
他们是农人。
Yet their impact on society was huge.
可是他们对那个社会的影响是如此的大。
How could they do that?
他们是怎么做成的？
How about us? We're a lot more than 12 people here.
那我们呢？我们多于十二个人吧。
Think about it.
想想。
Think how Jesus sent out the disciples.
想一想主耶稣是怎么把他的。
How were the disciples sent out into the world?
这些门徒是怎么出去的？
They weren't sent after having gone to university or to seminary or Bible school.
他们不是在完成了大学学位，到了神学院，然后才出去。
They weren't sent out after having seminars on how to give their testimony.
他们也没有参加一些训练，要如何讲他们的见证。
They weren't sent out after learning all the arguments on how to defend your faith.
他们也没有得到训练，是如何与人家争辩，然后为他们的所信仰的来争吵。
They were not sent out with manuals on how to do evangelism.
他们也没有手册出去，那如何来宣教。
No, Jesus sent them out with one thing.
主耶稣送他们出去只有一样。
There's one requirement that Jesus required of his disciples.
只有一样主耶稣要求他们。
That's holiness.
圣洁。
Holiness.
圣洁。
And with that, they changed the world.
因为那，所以他们改变了世界。
That was the main ingredient that Jesus required of his disciples.
只有那一项主耶稣把他们的门徒送出去了。
And when you look at the impact of the early church in the book of Acts on their society,
我们如果来到使徒行传看看那个时候那个社会的改变。
And you look at the impact of the gospel throughout history,
你再看看福音在这个历史上所带出来的改变。
You'll find that gospel was primarily shared by one holy life sharing with another person.
我们看到福音是因着一个圣洁人圣洁的生活来传讲出去的。
That is how the gospel was spread.
就是因为如此，所以福音能够传出去。
Often we think that the answer to making a difference is by getting more people into the church.
我们常常有时候觉得说要把福音传出去是要吸引人来教会。
If they're in the church, then they can sense our fellowship and they can hear the gospel.
如果他们能够来到教会，他们看到我们的相交，他们能够听到福音。
You know what?
你知道吗？
People in our society today are not interested in church anymore.
你知道今天的世界，今天的人不喜欢教会。
They're not interested in sermons anymore.
他们对教会没有兴趣，他们对讲道没有兴趣了。
They're not interested in reading books anymore, Christian books.
他们对关于福音的书，基督教的书也没有兴趣了。
They're not interested in Christian TV programs anymore.
他们对电视关于基督教的节目也没有兴趣了。
But they are interested in the life that has been changed by Jesus Christ.
可是他们对因着基督而改变的生活，他们有兴趣。
They're interested in how you live out your faith on a daily basis.
他们对你如何在你每天的生活中活出你的信仰。
They're interested in the difference that Jesus Christ has made in your life.
他们对基督在你身上所做的不同的影响有兴趣。
That is what they're looking for.
那才是他们想要看到的。
That is what they want to see.
那才是他们想寻找的。
And that's the reason that Jesus sends us out as salt and light into our community.
所以主耶稣把我们送出去，像要做盐做光。
It's a scary thought when you think about it.
这其实是蛮吓人的。
But the changed life.
可是改变生命。
A Christ-like life.
是像着基督一样的生命。
A godly life.
一个像神一样的生命。
A holy life.
一个圣洁的生命。
A life of light.
一个带着光的生命。
A salty life.
一个带着咸味的生命。
Is the greatest force.
是一个最大的一个影响力。
And the most powerful influence that there is in a lost and decaying world.
在这个朽坏的世界上是带着大有能力的。
And so if we are going to make a difference in a lost and decaying world as salt and light,
如果我们要在这个败坏的世界上能够做盐做光的话，
it's going to be based on how Christ first has changed and impacted your life.
我们要看到底基督在你的生活上有什么样的改变。
And so my prayer is that we would be salt and light in our communities and in the world.
我的祷告是但愿我们能够成为盐和光在这个社区中。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father,
父神，
we just pray that you would put your hand of blessing on this church here.
我们求你把你的祝福临到这个教会。
That you would create in the life of this church here.
在这个教会能够彰显生命
，a saltiness，
有带着盐
，and a light，
带着光
，that impacts our communities in the world，
在这个社区，在这个世界上有所影响。
As you said in your word，
因着你的话
，when we live in such a way，
如果我们如此行
，it brings honor and glory to you，
我们带给你你的荣耀，你的尊崇。
And we pray, our Heavenly Father, that you would enable us to do that.
我们求你让我们能够照着你的指示行。
In Jesus' name.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.